Hello, I'm Matt Gervais, the assistant site editor for SearchDomino.com. I recently had the pleasure of attending the 8th Annual Admin Conference in Boston, Massachusetts, and I hope many of you did as well. For those of you that weren't able to attend, you're in luck, as I was able to speak with several Lotus Notes professionals and ask them about their thoughts on the conference, what they hope to attain by attending it, and how they felt it differed from this year's Lotusphere event. This year was also the first year that the Admin Conference was held at the same time and place as the annual Lotus Developer Conference. As a result, I had the great opportunity to speak with both Lotus Notes administrators and developers alike. As was the case at Lotusphere in January, most of the talk at Admin 2007 was still about Lotus Notes and Domino 8.0. I had the chance to speak with Lotus Notes guru and maintainer of the Lotus User Group blog, Jessica Stratton, and asked her what her initial thoughts were when using the new beta version of Lotus Notes 8.0.
Yes, I've been using the Notes 8 beta for a bit since they released it right after Lotusphere. It's amazing. The UIs are great. I just uploaded the new beta. Is it beta 2 or beta 3 that they have out? Whichever one they have out right now. It's great. My favorite part is the calendar. You know, they changed a lot of it, the way it functions, the way it looks. I schedule appointments on an hourly basis every day, so it was just amazing that it's so much easier for me to get what I need to get done.
My next question for Admin 2007 attendees was, why did your respective company send you here? And also, what was something interesting that you learned about that you will also be able to implement in your work environment? Here's what Pascal Vachon, a Notes developer from Quebec City, had to say.
The main goal to be here was to learn about Webster Portal and new technologies. But while there, I attended some sessions that I wasn't thinking about that were interesting, particularly the one with extending the new application to a BlackBerry. We're using BlackBerry at our company. So far, we don't have any project to develop software on it, but I'm sure it's going to come in the near future. So that was interesting.
My final question for Admin 2007 attendees was, what do you feel are the differences between attending the larger Lotusphere event versus the smaller, more intimate Admin event? And what would you say to fellow Lotus Notes professionals that are curious about attending the annual Admin conference? I was able to speak with longtime SearchDomino.com contributor Andy Petisich of Technotix, and he summed it up perfectly.
I like both the conferences, but for different reasons. You know, I like going to Lotusphere because it's like an immense get together with people that I only see once a year. Because almost everybody goes to Lotusphere, but while some of the presentations are good at Lotusphere, some of them are very, very excellent. I think you tend to get more of a party line from IBM and from Lotus about their products. You get more product managers that are speaking and less technical people. So if I go there with the attitude that I'm seeing people, I'm schmoozing some customers, I'm seeing what's going on, Lotusphere is a great place to go. However, if you want to get information by interested people who are decent, good speakers and really really tell what's happening on the floor, you know, in the jungle, this is the place to go. There's no question about it. Because you can beat these guys, take them offline and beat them and ask them questions, and they've had a lot of experiences, and that's what I really, really like about this.
So there you have it. We've heard from a couple of Lotus Notes Domino professionals and their thoughts on the annual Admin conference, as well as a user's initial reactions to the latest release of Lotus Notes 8.0. As you can imagine, we're very excited about the upcoming release of Lotus Notes 8.0, and we'll continue to keep you up to date on all news surrounding it in the upcoming months. I'm Matt Gervais, Assistant Site Editor for SearchDomino.com, and if you have any questions or comments regarding this podcast, please feel free to email me at editor@searchdomino.com. Thanks for listening.